The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen October 10, 4200 block of Wolf Way. Complainant reported the theft, sometime overnight, of the catalytic converter from their vehicle, parked outside their residence. A neighbor reported, they heard a noise in the night and observed a black, mid-sized, new model SUV with the trunk open, parked outside the residence. No license plate number was observed. October 10, 4200 block of Ren Way. Complaint reported, their spouse had started their vehicle in the morning and heard a loud noise from the exhaust. Looking underneath the vehicle, it was discovered the catalytic converter had been sawed off. Police canvas of the area proved negative for surveillance video or witnesses. October 11, 1300 block of 56th Street, complainant reported, they heard a car alarm from a vehicle parked behind a business. On investigation, they found the rear passenger window of their vehicle broken. Nothing was stolen or misplaced in the vehicle. Surveillance video revealed a male, with a high-vis yellow hooded jacket, and a black toque approach the vehicle. The audio revealed the sound of breaking glass, as well as the car alarm, following which, the suspect fled the area. The video was not suitable for identification purposes. Police conducted extensive area patrols with negative results. October 13, 5000 block of Canoe Pass Way. An employee of a business reported, a male stole a pair of Nike pants worth $85. The suspect was described as a South Asian male, 25 years of age, wearing a pink hoodie, blue jeans, and white shoes. Police patrol of the area proved negative. October 15, 5000 block of Canoe Pass Way. The loss prevention officer of a business reported surveillance video revealed a male stealing a 10-inch fishing knife valued at $100. The male selected the knife from the shelf, opened the package, and concealed the knife in his jacket pocket. The suspect then purchased a hat with cash and left the store without paying for the knife. The suspect is described as European, 5 feet 10 inches, slim, with a bald or shaven head. Still images of the suspect were to be disseminated for possible identification. Ladner October 9, Highway 17A and 60th Avenue. While conducting sobriety checks in the area, police stopped a vehicle with the driver having a strong odor of liquor on their breath. The driver stated they had 1-2 hours ago. Two breath samples provided by the driver both read, fail. As a result, they were given a 90-day immediate roadside prohibition, and a 30-day vehicle impoundment. October 10, 4700 block of 51st Street. Report received that a locked container, located outside of the outdoor pool facility, was found with the door ajar and the padlock gone. There was no apparent damage to the container. Items stolen include an orange backpack, still leaf blower, and a pressure washer with a total value of $2,000. No surveillance video or witnesses. October 11, 5000 block of 47A Avenue. Complainant reported, their company's 1998 Dodge Ram 3500 flat deck vehicle parked on the street, stolen sometime overnight. All keys were accounted for, and the truck was locked. The truck is fitted with two large fuel tanks, and a welder with a total value of $5,000. The vehicle was added to the Canadian Police Information Center as stolen. Investigation to continue with possible surveillance video from neighbors. October 14, 2700 block of 64th Street. Complainant reported a theft, sometime in the afternoon, from their vehicle parked on the street. As there was no damage to the vehicle, the complainant believes the vehicle was left unlocked. Items stolen include credit and bank cards, and driver's license. The credit card company is investigating $300 in fraudulent transactions after the theft. October 14, 7800 block of Houston Road. Complainant reported, the theft of a white, 2015, Volvo tractor parked in the south end of the loading bay area. The theft occurred sometime overnight. Review of surveillance video proved negative. The vehicle was added to the Canadian Police Information Center as stolen.